Vanished by Karen Robards. To Christopher, in honor of your 16th birthday this month. This beats a car, yes? No? Love always, Mom. 1. Sarah Mason had always thought that when death finally came calling for her, he would be better looking. You know, sort of like Brad Pitt in Meet Joe Black, the kind of guy you actually wouldn't mind taking off with. The jerk wearing the cheap plastic skeleton face Halloween mask was maybe 20, around 5'8" and scrawny, a dark-complected Caucasian with long, greasy black hair, a single fat silver hoop earring, and a fuzzy goatee poking out from under the mask. His high tops were white, his oversized Hornets t-shirt was red, and his denim shorts were long and so baggy that they threatened to go indecent with any too sudden move. In other words, tonight, death was definitely not heartthrob material. He wasn't even borderline impressive. Then again, the gun he was pointing at her was big and bad. So big and bad that Sarah realized, as her shocked brain resumed minimal functioning, she had quit breathing the moment she'd set eyes on it.
"You, lady, get over by the cash register."
No doubt about it. The mask might hide his mouth, but he was yelling at her, aiming that big black gun at her, his movements agitated, jerky. She could see his eyes through the egg-shaped holes in the plastic. They were shiny black, the kind of shiny black that usually indicated pupils dilated from drug use, and they darted nervously around the convenience store aisle where he had her trapped. She stood stock still, unable to move.